Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thank you. And Ralph Brennan is nice enough to join us, and we talked to him for a while ago for an hour when Ian McNulty couldn't be in. But we've already, Ralph, you know, you listen, you know, we try to talk to victims of crime and try to tell the stories behind it because, for example, in this case, Carl Morgan was a sous chef. He was a carjacking victim, but he was a lot more than that, right? And that's what we try to tell a story behind.
Yes. In addition to being a very integral part of our culinary team at Brennan's, he has a young son who's about 2 years old. Mm. And everything you've been reading and hearing about him is that he really loved his son because we would do events in the restaurants, you know, for the staff, and he'd bring his son. Mm. And he would introduce him around and you know, she was so proud and caring of him. Yeah, it's been really tough because Carl was such an outgoing guy, big guy, and very jovial. He loved what he did, and he was very proud of his son. And that's really been the hardest thing for me, I know, and many of our staff to get our arms around it. It's such a random event.
I know this is, you know, Carl's story and not yours, but you are a part of it, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about this. Tell me, how did you find out about this?
I got a phone call from the general manager and our operations director and our executive vice president. I was not there at the time, and they called me and told me about it. Because they didn't want me to get it, you know, second, third hand or something, which is what the right thing is. And then we started gathering information as much as we could. We started to react to it. We tried to, you know, assess the situation of the staff. And, of course, they were very upset. We actually brought in some counselors to help them, grief counselors. We didn't know his wife well, or not really his wife, his partner, the mother of Silas. Right. And so we had to get to know her and begin to work with her on what we could do to support her, Silas, and maybe other family members in addition to our staff.
How is she doing?
I don't know. I don't know how you answered that question.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
it's a
now
dumb question, I guess, in a way, Ralph. Well, but is as well as she can, I guess?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And, we, you know, we're trying to help the family out. Fried Chicken Festival was this past weekend, and that was his big deal. We don't usually do events like that. Mm-hmm. And Carl pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed because he would serve that chicken to our staff. And he was using a recipe of his grandmother's. And he said, look, this is good. If it's good enough for us, we ought to take it to the Fried Chicken Festival. And he loved cooking it for the staff. And so we said, okay. And you know, we were so shocked, but we went ahead and did it. And because we're a family and all kinds of people in our company stood up and helped execute his dream.
Tell me about his sandwich. I think he'd like people to know about it.
Yeah, it's a fried chicken sandwich, which sounds pretty simple, but He likes to use thighs, mm-hmm. Which I happen to like.
I think it's the most flavorful part of the chicken, I think.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. He brines it in a buttermilk brine. He has some pickles that he makes himself.
Really?
Yes, and he works with our bakery. He has a sesame bun that he uses, and the sauce that they put on it has a crystal hot sauce in it. So that's another
Sounds
local
delicious.
Dish. Yep. And then you know they put some coleslaw on it that are made with serrano peppers. I'm trying to think. I guess that's about it. But he cooks it and, like I said, serves it to the staff. And he said, if it's good enough for the staff and they love it, it's got to be good enough for everyone. And it'll show people we can do some things a little bit differently than we do, in the restaurant. Different quality, different levels of food.
Is that something that's on the menu or would be on the menu or not?
No,
really?
But could be.
Okay.
That's the talk right now.
Yeah.
I was talking with somebody about that yesterday. What we can do to honor him, and then to help him financially, we're donating the proceeds from the Fried Chicken Festival to him. Well, not to him, to his estate.
Right.
Or we're not sure yet. We're working with attorneys on how to set this up because we also want to do something for his son long term, so he'll be able to go to school.
Does his son have any idea what happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
2 years old, right?
Yes, 2 years old. I mean, I'm thinking about I have two grandchildren about that age. I don't know if they might notice. Maybe he notices something different. Something's different, probably. Yeah.
You know, the idea just popped into my head. If there would be some kind of way to have this sandwich served maybe for a weekend at every restaurant and the proceeds from it go toward his family. I don't know if anything's like that even possible or practical or anything like that, but...
No, but that's a great idea.
Is it?
I'm going to walk out of here.
All right. For the weekend, maybe make it like the Carl Morgan Chicken Sandwich Weekend or something along those lines, and you could get it at every restaurant you go to and a portion of the proceeds, because it seems like something that just about every restaurant could do, right, if they had the...
Yes, they could. I'm going to have to work on this because I'm getting a lot of calls and texts and emails from people all over this area who know us, obviously, but then I have friends in the industry all over, and they found out about it. I guess it's hit some sort of national media.
I saw it on the Today Show, as a matter of fact, today.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Okay. I know we did an interview on that recently.
Well, you have an iconic brand, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. So when something like that happens, it's going to make national news.
And everybody's saying, what can we do?
Yeah.
And I've said, hold on. We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
He does have an insurance policy that we provide to all of our staff. And so that'll help them get started and get funeral arrangements made, et cetera. They're looking at a service in about 2 weeks on the 20th of October. He has some family out of town, and they've come in and they've started to work on it. We're not directly involved in that.
Part of it.
Yeah, that part, right. We're going to help them and support them in any way. We might do an event for them afterwards, a reception
or
afterwards.
Past, like, almost, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did he come to work with Brennan's, Ralph?
That's a good question. I don't know that. He's been with us since 2020, and he's just slowly but surely worked his way up.
And as a sous chef, what is that? What does a sous chef do?
A sous chef's one of the really critical person, and I was thinking about this because I knew you might ask this question. And we've been talking a lot about the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an executive chef, and she's like the head coach.
Okay.
And we have four other sous chefs, and they do different things. And one of them is to run our private parties, which Carl did. And they're like the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. They all have responsibilities in the kitchen because the executive chef can't do it all. So they specialize in different areas, and we will move them around from different areas to give them more training and development. Mm-hmm. Carl's been in that position several years now. And to give you some perspective, we probably do over 1,000 parties a year at Brennan's. Those can be anywhere from a party of six maybe, a business lunch or something that wants a private room, to a couple of hundred people for a wedding reception that uses the whole restaurant. And Carl would have been responsible for the food for all of those events. So you have to have a lot of flexibility in what you do.
I know you have a very family-oriented atmosphere, and I was telling you off the air, we caught a took an Uber back from the show we did at the Presbyter on a Katrina anniversary, and the person at the time didn't know who I was or anything, and Jordan was with me, and we were talking. We passed your restaurant, and somehow it came to be that the Uber driver was talking about her relative that worked for you, and what a nice guy you were, what a family atmosphere it was, and so forth. This has to be exceptionally hard on the staff, because not only do you have the personal sense of loss, but you got the professional loss as well, right? I mean, that's a big presence in the organization that's gone.
Yes, it is. From a professional standpoint, it is. Because Carl was talented. He, as I said, he had a lot of responsibility with over 1,000 parties, and that will be missed. We do have other team members who can step up and help him. But a restaurant's really a family, and that's the best way to be successful. I mentioned to you that we're in the people business. Mm-hmm. And so we try to take good care of our guests, but we also try to take good care of our staff. And, you know, we have, oh, I don't know how many at Brennan's, 150 staff members maybe. And at the other restaurants, we have a comparable number of people. And everybody has issues. And so we try to help them when they get these issues that come up, and we because they're part of our team. And this is probably the worst that we've had to deal with, and because, I mean, somebody was killed.
Right. And I would think it's an ongoing process where every now and then a staff member, even though it's been how long now? I don't have the date in front of me, but it's almost like it seems surrealistic where it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm expecting Carl to walk in. And
right.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it every day still?
Yeah, I think it is. I was there yesterday. It's been about a week.
Yeah.
I purposely walked upstairs and went to the party kitchen, which was his hangout, just to, because he... That's where I used to communicate with him. You know, he was always up there. We'd go talk a little bit. He was always sticking food in front of me to try. He was proud of what he did. And, you know, there was something missing. And he will be missed. I mean, they told me that they want to put his picture up. This is coming up through the staff to mm-hmm. put his picture in the kitchen, in the party kitchen. We have two different kitchens, mm-hmm. one for private events and then one for a la carte dining. And... they want to put his picture up. So I think that's quite a compliment to Carl.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up.
Sure.
We come back. We're talking to Ralph Brennan about the loss of Carl Morgan, the sous chef, who was killed in the senselessly killed in a carjacking, and subsequently the carjacker himself was killed. They don't know what went on with that yet. It just seems like so many ways the system failed in so many different things, and unfortunately you got to... A man who was a good father, a very productive member of society, good partner by all accounts, and is just gone senselessly. We'll pick it up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We come back, 921 WWL. And Ralph Brennan, you can trust him too, 9:30. He's with us talking about Carl Morgan, the sous chef that was senselessly killed while picking up his son from daycare during a carjacking, and the perpetrator subsequently was killed, so there will be no trial or anything. I guess there's still an investigation that'll go on to see who killed the perpetrator. But I wanted to focus more on Carl Morgan because, you know, Ralph, so many times, and I was telling you this off the air, we hear about a crime, and then something else knocks it off of our radar, right? Something either personally or something in the news. And all Carl gets remembered as, oh, he's the guy, and I don't mean this disrespectfully at all, but, oh, he's the guy that got that Brennan's chef that got killed in a carjacking. But he was so much more than that, right? And that's why I invited you today to talk about him. And you talked about the time that y'all would hang out together. Was he a funny guy? Did he like to joke around? Was he passionate about his cooking? What?
Yes and yes. I mean, okay. he was a great guy. I mean, he's a big kind of, I don't know, burly may not be the right adjective.
But teddy bear kind of guy?
Yeah, a little bit like a teddy bear. And he really loved what he did. He ran that party kitchen. And so, you know, when I would visit him, he always had a smile on his face. He was always proud of his food. If we ever had a problem that a dish wasn't done correctly, fixed it right away. Didn't take it personally because he was a true professional. And but also, he was always trying to improve and get better.
They're washing windows, and on the eighth floor, you're not necessarily used to people knocking on a window on the eighth floor. You presume something's going wrong, so if you hear noise in the background, that's what's happening. I'm sorry, Ralph, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was there, and I thought I'd address it.
Yeah, but no, he was really proud of what he did, and, you know, he was really responsible for a lot of what Brennan's does in private events, and he was very proud of that.
Tell me what that means when you say he was the party chef. Is that what you said?
Yes. So a sous chef, you know, works under the executive chef, who's like a head coach. Mm-hmm. He's like an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator because he has that responsibility of taking care of the parties, and he handles over 1,000 parties a year.
So he had a lot of people working with him.
He had
as
a team
well,
working team, with him, and he was responsible for them. And the parties were all different sizes. And, you know, he was always proud because he had an opportunity to do a variety of food and a variety of meals, from sit-down dinners to buffets to just cocktail receptions and things like that. But he was always proud of what he did. And you could see that come through, especially because when he was with his son, he was proud of his son. And he had that same jovial spirit that I think really made a difference in the kitchen environment that he worked in, because he was well respected by all of the culinary staff and certainly the service team also. And he was easy to work with our party staff and, I mean, our party sales team. So, I mean, he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, that's what this business is all about. I've said it before. It's all about people. And so that his attitude was infectious.
So take me through, if you can, Carl's workday. He would come in on a typical day and do what? He'd see what's scheduled, what plan ahead, see what's booked, and then make sure that the food was there and would be cooked and all that stuff?
Yes. Okay. That's basically what he did. I mean, in that position, you always have to be thinking ahead, mm-hmm. to make sure that you have all the product that you need. And the parties vary. They vary in number on a given
as
day.
As small as or as large as?
And
what?
Then as small as large as, maybe some special requests. So he was constantly planning ahead to get ready for events coming up. And so he would come in, and he would know what's coming in today, because he'd already looked at it the day before or his last day before he went off for a couple of days. And then he has a team, and he assigned them responsibilities, and off they'd go. Sometimes we had early morning breakfast, for example, and he might not actually come in for that, but you know, his team was there to execute it. Then he'd come in and do the dinner parties because he was a leader. And like I said, like a defensive or offensive coordinator, it was his responsibility to take care of that team and to execute the guest requests.
Seems like he took a lot of pride in what he did, real quality control kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Lots of pride. Lots of pride. And always a smile on his face. He was a happy, happy person.
You said he was putting food in front of you all the time. Would he he an inventive kind of guy or what, creative?
Yeah, inventive, and sometimes he would just give me something that they were cooking for a party to taste. Because, you know, he knows I like to walk through kitchens and taste.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd have something. He wouldn't know I was coming, but he'd have something there he would give me. Or sometimes I'd say hello and talk to the kitchen and then leave, and I'd come back upstairs a little bit later, and there was something waiting for me because he was proud of what he did.
When he didn't talk about food, what did he like to talk about?
Ooh, Silas, his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, life. He's just a jovial, good-hearted spirit. I'm trying to think. I don't know if he was a sports fan or not. Some of the kitchens, you know, sports are a big deal.
Right.
And I talk sports with him, but not Carl.
When you talked about he took a lot of pride, I guess he took a lot of pride in his chicken sandwich. Was there anything else, any other specialties that he really liked?
I am not sure of that.
Okay. I thought he might have said, hey, Ralph, take a taste of this. See what you think of this. Is my grandmother's that or the other thing?
No, I don't remember him specifically saying that, but he would always give me, like I said, things to taste, things to try. You know, he would work hard on trying to improve his party menus so that the guests would be happy with, you know, the food we were putting in front of him, serving him.
You're a community leader. I don't think that's a stretch to say that. We'll talk about the whole carjacking thing and the system and everything else when we come back, all right? Because I just want to look at that from the macro level as well. We're talking to Ralph Brennan about the loss of Carl Morgan, a father of a two-year-old that was just killed in a tragic carjacking, and we'll continue the conversation when we come back. 9:36, 24 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 9:44, 16 till 10. Everybody wants to come in and say hi to Ralph Brennan when they know that he's in the studio because he's a very nice guy. Ralph, I was talking to you earlier about, and look, it's far too soon to talk about good things coming out of this, but I guess in a way, is there anything at this point you can see positive coming out of this that Carl would have said, well, you know what, I'm sorry that my life was taken from me. Lord knows I don't want to leave my partner behind. I don't want to leave my son behind, but at least this, can you think of anything at all?
That's a great question. Carl and I never talked about that much.
But even among maybe in the restaurant that you saw.
Well, I mean, I think overall he would, As jovial as he was, as much as a people person he was, he'd want to make sure that everyone was as safe as possible to be in this community. You know, in his role in our company, he didn't deal with that. That's more the kind of things that I deal with. But if he had to get something good, it would be to reverse some of the situations that we have in this community. Because obviously, you know, he's leaving his son and his significant other. You know, he's been taken away from them senselessly, in my opinion. And you know, that's so unfortunate that, you know, and I focused on the kids. I've said before that I've always spent a lot of time focusing on kids, my grandchildren, et cetera, but also in the community. I was a longtime member of the Children's Hospital Board, and I've done some other activities with kids, and because I think the kids are so important. You know, that there was that song, I can't remember the name of it, but the children are our future, and they are. And that's why we need to give them the best education that we can, give them the best opportunities to grow in this community, to work in this community. You know, one of the things you've seen lately, and this has been happening though for a long time, is people exiting the community and moving to other places. We need to give them an opportunity and, more importantly, a reason to stay here, because it's a wonderful, wonderful city. I always say we've been really lucky because it's the culture that brings people here. It's the culture that people love, especially visitors. But those of us who live here and stay here, I think we embrace that culture. And I say we're lucky because we're in the food business, and food is one of the pieces to our culture here, like music is, like history, like architecture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, but and it's, you know, they use the phrase culture bearers, but I think sometimes people don't realize that you can't. It's not a machine. You can't, or a faucet. You can't turn it on and turn it off. You got to realize that there are people that provide these services, provide right. this music, that provide the food, etc. And you can't revel in that and then look the other way when something needs to be done or they have a need. And I always go back, Ralph, to, you know, you and me and whomever are born at Baptist Hospital and we're in our little bassinets there and we're all equal at that point, right? I mean, everybody's got the little cap on, the little blanket, we're all right. swaddled up. But at some point, things happen in life where we go divergent paths. And if you want to, you know, look at Carl, and if you want to look at the criminal that took his life, who is now deceased, at some point, I don't know about age, but just for argument's sake, they were lying side by side in a bassinet, right? So at yep. what point did Carl, what led to Carl being the successful man that he was, the nice man that he was, and what was it that led to the criminal that took his life taking the road that he took?
Yeah.
Is that too philosophical or not? Do you understand?
Yes.
That drives me crazy.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not smart enough to have an answer for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but also about the culture bearer part of it, too, where you can't embrace the culture in New Orleans, and then I don't want to get anybody mad here. I'm going to use my words carefully, but and then run to the suburbs and then think that everything's going to be okay and not realize that there are people behind that culture. Make sense?
Yes, yes.
And I know you do. That's. I guess I'm preaching to the choir on this one.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the most important things that we can do is educate our people who live in our community. Mm-hmm. I grew up with a father who, because of World War II, didn't have a chance to complete college. And as his first son, I was going to college. And he pushed me and pushed me and pushed me to go to school, and I did. And I think that made him very happy. You know, it doesn't give you all the answers, but right. it gives you opportunities to figure out the answers. So, you know, but, you know, education and healthcare are just, to me, side by side. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a point where I'm not sure I'm answering your question.
No, I'm just picking your brain.
Healthcare.
You know what? There is no question, Ralph. I'm just picking your brain. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the way I've always tried to operate. We, you know, one of our core values at the company is called personal and professional growth. And what I mean by that is that a year from now, you need to be better. And everyone's different, so we don't have any rules. But, you know, we need to provide you some training. You may need to provide some training for yourself. You know, we need to give you the opportunity to grow as a staff member.
All you can give is opportunity, correct?
Right, yes. Yeah. Yep. And fortunately, in our company, we have a lot of people who take that opportunity to grow. And we just had a manager retire from Ralph's on the Park. And I say Ralph's on the Park because that's where he's been for his last tenure with us. But he's moved around in all of our restaurants for 23 years he's been with us. And he retired. And he'd worked previously for some other restaurants before he joined us. And so we have a lot of people with long-term tenure because we give them that opportunity to grow and learn. And I think that's important because we talked earlier about the people business. That's what we're all about. And people are our most important asset.
If we're running out of time here, but if there's one thing you can take away from this, I would think you would take some solace in that Carl loved what he did and he loved where he was doing it and you were a part of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we want to be. I mean, we want to help people grow and develop. And, you know, I pride myself, I've been around a long time now, that we have a lot of people who have been with us a long time. And
but it's not just them. It's their kids, right? And that's what people mm-hmm. that don't own businesses don't realize, that it's not just mom and daddy that depend on you. It's mom and daddy, and in this case, young Silas, that was depending on you and still
right.
will, because I know you could take care of him.
Yeah, we are. We are, but you're right. I mean, it's because, you know, just like they're a family, we're a family, and, you know, we try to take care of our teams. And you know, things come up throughout the years. I mean, Carl's unfortunate situation is probably the most extreme that we've dealt with because of the nature of what happened. But we do get staff members who need help throughout the year. And we work with them in different ways, and they're different issues that we need to deal with, and we try to deal with it as best we can and help them out because they represent us.
You know, I think I'm trying to say my own clumsy way is that if we as a society could figure it out, as have you as a businessman or as so many other businessmen or business people or entrepreneurs have done, I think we'd be a lot better off. Thank you, Ralph, for coming in. I'm sorry about your loss. I really am, man. It's terrible.
Thank you very much.
And look, I know you're going to have some other things coming up for Carl. The microphone's open whenever you want it. All right.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got today. He's got a big day planned with three sheriff's candidates coming in, I think, here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.